Thank you for downloading the PR Week, PR Week's weekly podcast. For more podcasts as well as breaking news, visit prweek.com.
Hi, this is Steve Barrett reporting from Davos and the World Economic Forum. I'm here with Richard Edelman, who's CEO and President of Edelman. Richard just launched the 19th version of the Trust Barometer. Tell us what the top line findings were this year.
Trust has moved from top down to horizontal about a decade ago with a person like me, and this year has become local. The most trusted institution is my employer. And that means that there's new expectations for corporations to speak up on issues of the day and also to do things around retraining of workers, discrimination, and pay.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it? That Dan Shulman from PayPal, the CEO, said it's not immigration people are afraid of, it's robots. So that this whole retraining thing seemed like a massive theme of the report this year.
Well, the reality is two-thirds of people are scared of robots, and for good reason, because you see Amazon stores with no people, you see autonomous vehicles in test in Phoenix, and so the present is actually, you know, really dire for blue collar. I also would say in the panel, it was really fundamental, this idea of trust moving to local, and that companies now need to focus on their local headquarters city. And that three-quarters of people said they want CEOs to lead on issues of the day, not wait for government. For instance, PayPal gave $25 million to federal employees who were furloughed. Microsoft gave $500 million to low-income housing in Seattle. This is classically things a government would do, but businesses now.
But that's an interesting concept in itself. Alan Jope, was CEO of Unilever, was on the panel, and he said, well, local for them now nowadays is Asia. So local is not necessarily where you have your head office.
So from Unilever's point of view, they are multi-local, and they need to contribute in many ways that way. But his predecessor, Paul Polman, put such an importance on in his introduction this morning about the Sustainable Development Goals as a framework. There is a bit of a debate between sort of American companies and European about the extent to which, you know, companies should sort of act in a social context. But three-quarters of people in our study now believe that business can make money and improve society. And I think that's absolutely the sort of standard wherever you are in the world.
We're hearing a lot about that around the streets of Davos. Do you think companies are really up for it in that respect? We talk about companies now being having to make a stand. We saw companies like Gillette doing this. We've seen Unilever doing it. We've seen PayPal doing it. But are they really up for it across the board? Does business really relish this opportunity, or are they really just talking and not actually following it up with action?
I think that actually business must do it because it wants to attract the best employees. In our survey, it's clear from employees that, yes, pay me fairly, but also empower me and finally have a social impact. And so you want the best and the brightest, you have to do this. And also, I think, you know, whether it's the walkout at Google in November about Me Too or at Salesforce where people refuse to work on a contract for the border security, you know, employees, this is employee democracy now, and there's really an importance placed for the tech industry, particularly where you've got, you know, such competition for engineers. You're going to see this kind of leadership manifesting.
You launched something today called the Net Trust Score.
Yeah.
As an extension of the Trust Barometer. Tell us a bit about that and what's that going to do?
Well, we've been following companies now for the past 18 months, and we find that there's a 5% share premium. We've corroborated this with the University of Chicago, trusted companies versus not. We look at four factors: ability, which means operations; dependability, which means you know keep your promises; integrity, particularly how you respond in crisis like Starbucks and Kevin Johnson in what happened in Philadelphia; and the last is CEO leadership. And those four factors seem to broadly describe trust to do the right thing. And distrusted companies also respond less well during crisis, you know, share price declines. And also, you know, you want to, again, attract the best and the brightest. And so, you know, we're looking across employees, customers, and investors in our
survey. So you're going to have a Net Trust Score index?
Yes. Yeah. We have a Net Trust Score. And in fact, you know, companies can follow themselves. And I hope over time that Net Trust Score becomes as powerful as Net Promoter Score is on the brand side.
Talk a little bit about Davos generally. It's a bit incongruous in some ways, isn't it, that we're in this luxury ski resort in high up in the Alps in Switzerland. It's all the global elites are here. There are not that many ordinary people, but everyone's talking about ordinary people. Why is it so important to be here? Tell me about why this is an important place to be this week.
Well, I think that this is a place. I've been here now for 21 years. It's a place of ideas. It's a place where you actually have, you know, serious debates about the extent of the role of NGOs versus that of private industry. I literally heard Mr. Mahathir 21 years ago from Malaysia blasting the big financial speculators, and so you see history made in a certain way, and you educate yourself broadly. But you should go home with a bit of a mission. You should go home and say, I really want to get our clients, our CEO's clients to stand up and speak up, because, that's what I see my role as. If I'm able to see some CEOs, as I do here, I point out the data and I say, come on, this is your time. You have to step into the void left by a weak government and not allow populism to take over.
And talking of that, finally, we are missing five big leaders from the US, UK, Canada, yeah, India, and France. Does that diminish the event?
It just makes the event different. It's not going to be a government-led Davos this year. It'll be private sector-led, and that's all good. I like it.
All right, Richard, thanks very much for taking the time, and enjoy
thanks
the rest
for having
of the week.
Me.